Today's lesson is called Projecting Higher Value. It's not enough to know how to say smooth lines and act cool. If you really want to be able to impress women, you also have to be able to project higher value, to show the woman that you're of high status and one guy she'd be wise to not let go. In today's lesson, I'll be covering three topics. Number one, being choosy. Number two, showing women they need you more than you need them. And finally, number three, projecting great qualities. Right here on The Art of Impressing Women. Relationship expert Ken Kenny says something every man should take to heart. He says, the more a man can come from a place of choice, two things happen. Number one, the higher quality woman he will attract. And number two, the more likely the relationship will last because he won't rush into something that isn't ideal. You got that? When you yourself are choosy, you get better women, who tend to be choosy themselves, and your relationship will last longer. Women respect, they're impressed by, the fact that you don't just go for any woman. You seek quality. You're someone unique who doesn't settle for less than the best. And nobody wants a guy who accepts the worst. So in that sense, they'll seek quality in your pickiness. Guys, you have to remember that women want to feel like they're number one as well. If a woman feels like you're treating her like leftovers, like second best, like the only thing out there, which is what a lot of men project, then they're just not going to be attracted to you. They won't be impressed. It's very simple. The less choosy you are, the lesser quality woman you get. You also get less woman, period, because girls can see that you'll go for just about any woman out there. And guys, that just doesn't impress them at all. And it doesn't make the woman feel special either. You have to prove that you're choosy, even if that means turning down a gorgeous woman. As Kenny says, don't overlook flaws just because a woman is beautiful. Guys, if a woman is hot but out of her mind nuts, eventually you'll become out of your mind nuts as well. So don't go for beautiful chicks thinking they're perfect. When you do that, you project lower value and it doesn't impress women at all. No woman is perfect, and lots of times beautiful women aren't really as fun to be around as the ones who aren't so hot. The key thing to project, then, in any situation with girls is that they need you more than you need them. Sounds funny, right? How can that be true? Well, look at the smooth guys who can get any woman they want. They know they can get any woman they want, so a girl has to prove herself worthy. She has to impress him. Likewise, you have to do the same. If you really want to impress a girl, you have to make her impress you. You have to show a girl, no matter how hot she is, that she needs you. You're number one, and she'd better prove herself worthy. In the process, you actually prove yourself worthy by being choosy and exhibiting that air of confidence and quality. That's a winner's game. So you may be asking yourself, how do high-quality men impress high-quality women? With high-quality moves, of course. One, don't treat a woman any differently just because she's gorgeous. In fact, these women are so used to getting special treatment that the minute a guy treats her badly or without worshipping her, projecting higher value, something goes off in her head. It's actually real chemistry. It's part of her evolutionary clockwork. She senses, hey, this guy's different. He doesn't need me. He's not bowing down before me. That'll make her recognize that you're above the rest. It's reverse psychology, and it works. Second, make her prove to you that she's worth your time. Ask her the questions, like what she does for a living, how much she earns, the standard questions all girls test guys with. And don't look impressed. Look at her sternly like she's not good enough for you. Maybe even put in a little yawn here and there. Even say something like, oh, just a model, huh? Well, that's pretty boring. The more she has to prove that she's worth your time, the better you look in her eyes. Make the whole time with her one big, pressure-filled interview session. If she feels like she has to prove herself to be with you, she'll want to be with you. Thirdly, and very importantly, call a girl out on unacceptable behavior. If all she does is rave about how beautiful she is or how much money she has, call her out on it. You say, man, you really are in love with yourself. Stop it! Or, wow, do you always talk this much about yourself? The thing is, girls love to be teased. They may act like you're being rude, but secretly, or not so secretly, they love it. It makes them feel like they're with a high-quality guy, which you are. Busting someone's balls, if done correctly, is a very big turn-on. Why? Because you're doing something no one else has done to her. You're different from all the other guys out there. You have the balls to catch her on her bitchy behavior, which makes her feel like she's with a guy who doesn't need her. Ever notice how the high school jocks always treat girls as lesser than them? It's because they know they can get away with it. They can command a girl to do something, and she'll do it. They know a girl will love them nonetheless because they're just a high-quality guy that they need. So adding commands like, stop whining or get away from me, will increase her attraction for you. At the same time, you want to show a woman that you find her special. You do have to show some respect. I'm not saying to be a complete jerk. Teasing, asking her lots of questions, busting her balls, that actually does just that. It's treatment that makes her feel unique and wanted. In the next section, I'll be discussing tips on how to show women that you, yourself, are number one, the best they can get. Only here on The Art of Impressing Woman. Okay, now Ken Kenny has some great advice on how to project great qualities in yourself. There's four ways. They include, number one, momentum. Kenny says, as soon as you get that phone number, move on to the next girl, to the next success. Girls get jealous when they see a great guy like yourself with other girls. It's one of the best ways to impress women. It's the law of attraction. If you're with other girls, then, wow, you must be someone special. So if you're able to have a great conversation, then show that you're not dependent on her. By moving on to another woman, you project quality and uniqueness. You impress the woman. You're communicating, I'm a high-value commodity. If you want me, you have to come and get me. Number two, teasing. As I said before, teasing is a great way to demonstrate confidence, humor, and the fact that you're a challenge. Kenny suggests things like slapping a girl's hand, saying, you just lost a point. And make women keep track of their brownie points. If they're losing points, then they're clearly doing something wrong, and if they lose too many, you're going to move on, something they don't want. I personally suggest saying, you're not so fun, I'm going to have to find someone else. This will make her jealous, and if you've done well, she'll plead with you to stay. It actually adds even greater value to you. Number three, getting physical. Interestingly, Kenny says women don't respect a lack of physicality. The longer you wait, he says, the harder it is. Remember, you want to show that you've got balls, so doing things like slapping her hands lightly, of course, or saying, you've got some gunk on your face, and brushing your hand on her neck, you'll not only stimulate her, but show that you've got confidence, a winning combination to sexual success. Number four, sexual innuendos. Kenny said something brilliant that I just absolutely love. Talking about sex is the first step towards having it. Whether you want to talk about it after just having met a girl or on the first date is up to you. But either way, it's a great way of moving things ahead and showing quality, impressing the woman. Adding physical touch, a throaty voice, and sexual innuendo all together is an amazing move. If you say to a girl who, let's say, is named Rebecca, "So, Rebecca," as you put your hand on her knee, "are you a bad girl?" Her stomach will flutter, and she won't be seeing you in a bar or club anymore. She'll be seeing you in a bed next to her. Now that, my friends, is quality. Okay, so in today's lesson, projecting higher status, I covered three topics in making yourself a high-quality guy girls can't resist. Number one, being choosy. Number two, showing women they need you more than you need them. And number three, projecting great qualities. Remember that the more choosy you are, the wider variety of girls you'll get. If you want to impress and attract high-quality girls, you have to use high-quality moves, including teasing, sexual innuendo, and physical touch. That's a winner's game.